it's what's available for the general motorist.
Yeah.
The same components are used in Formula One. Okay, so it's meant to cost them a sensible approach to what fuel they use here, basically, and it's directly comparable to what, you know, Shell V power on the road, basically, based on the European fuel specification. So you can offer the amount of components, just the engine, this particular engine.
Right.
Although you could use this fuel in your own car, and you could use Shell V power in a Formula One car.
Right. No.
Ferrari Formula One car. But it would work. Okay. Well, it's not. Shell V power would be suited to the Ferrari engine. Exactly. Perhaps it has to go with different engines, basically. Yeah, this is the very ultimate sort of test, really, for fuels to have to go through. They can be delivered for an engine of this magnitude and this performance, then the sort of learnings we can take to a commercial fuel, which typically runs between 3,500 revs and maybe 200 weight horsepower, is massive for us, because we can really test them in a really high cutting edge environment where, you know, the stresses on the engine and the demands on the fuel for performance are just so high, and then take that to learning to, you know, more commercial.
Thank you.